All right, we are recording and we're good to go. Here we are in our second live session. Hey, Emma, beautiful to hear from you. Hopefully people will be just continuing to join us as we get started. It's 6 o'clock here in Sydney. I can actually just hear my neighbors have just got home from work. They have a little barbecue area downstairs. So I'm hoping they don't start cooking dinner and making noise, but we're going to do the best we can. It's just peak time here as everyone gets home from work and there's a little bit of hustle and bustle. So fingers crossed we have a nice quiet environment. I'm setting that intention for our session today. I can see a few more of you logging on. Let me know where you're joining me from. We might have different people this time because this is evening here in Sydney versus morning. So we'll see who joins us, but say hello to me as you're logging on. Okay, here we are, workshop 2 in our beautiful 21 days of journaling. Hi, Keely, logging in from New Zealand. Beautiful, beautiful to see you. How are we finding everything? So this first week, I think, has probably been pretty big for all of you. You've had daily journaling activities to work through, and I've been reading all of your incredible comments in the Facebook group. Thank you to everyone who's been sharing what's been coming up in the journaling activities. I think it's so beautiful to watch you all interacting and communicating with each other and sharing and supporting each other. But it does sound like these activities are activating some stuff, and that's my intention, really. They are not just simple, lighthearted prompts. They're really designed to get you thinking and doing some inner work. So if it's all pretty, if it's feeling a bit much, you know, we had the workshop and then all of them, know that you can continue to revisit all of these activities for as long as you need. I'm not going to take any of these resources away. If you need to take a break from some of the daily activities and leave a few and come back to them later, that's totally fine. Please do just modify this course to working with you and where you're at and what's coming up for you, and take it at the pace that works for you as well. So, yeah, I can understand that it's been a big first week. But we're coming into this session today, the second session, and our first live session, as you know, was about, it was more of an inner work energy alignment kind of session around aligning with the energy of your higher self. And it was really beautiful to hear some of the experiences you've been having with that work. As we come into this second session, we're going to be looking a little bit more at your life now. So still very much inner work, because that's the foundation of everything, but really beginning to vision and feel into what are the dreams and the desires and the goals, the things you're wanting to create in your life. And we're going to be talking a lot more about that in this session. I'm going to be taking you through a lot of different exercises and activities. As you're joining the call, make sure you say hi to me. Give me a hi in the comments and let me know who is here. So I'm going to run again for, it will probably be 90 minutes, between 60 to 90 minutes. We'll see how we go. I suggest having a notepad and pen on you if you can, because I am going to get you to do some activities with me in this session, and it would be useful for you to have something to write on and reflect on alongside me. And if you can't make it for the full session and can't be here for the whole time, as it was last time, this is being recorded. The replay will be up pretty soon afterwards, so you can always catch that if you need to revisit this or rework through any of the activities I'm sharing. Who do we have here? Lena from Denmark, Colette in Dubai. Hello, beautiful to see you guys. Thank you for saying hi to me. Okay, so what are we going to cover today? We're going to be talking about this process of elevating your life and what that kind of means. And I'm going to take you through some journaling exercises that are going to help you get clear in what for you feels like the next level you want to be going to in different areas of your life. And we need to understand that, we are all in different places in our life. And so it's really important that, and I'll talk about this, that we're listening into what is next and right for us, not at all comparing to what anyone else is wanting to create or aim for. This has really got to be guided from within, because next level or up leveling or elevating your life means different things to everyone. So let me just check here. Oh, beautiful. Someone's just asked here, is their video or just audio? Can everyone see my video and audio? Just want to make sure that's looking good to everyone. Yep, Keely can see it. Helio says there's video there. Beautiful. Fine. Thank you. Just wanted to check that. You might just need to play around with your settings if my video isn't showing. There should be there. You might need to click around and get that appearing for you. Okay, we're going to talk about how to bridge the gap between your current reality and your next level reality, whatever that means to you. We're going to do some visioning and kind of clarifying your desires. We're going to work again with this elevator analogy that we touched on last time. I'm going to take you through another exercise around how we can use this elevation of your energy to click into a new reality. I know that resonated with so many of you. And we're going to look at what might be holding you back. So I want to do a little bit of work today around looking at any of the mindset blocks, inner stories, fears, self-doubt, any of the stuff that might be coming up that could get in your way and prevent you creating what you want in 2020 and moving forward. I'm going to talk about manifestation today as well and what I consider to be some of the key pillars of manifestation. We're going to talk about embodiment work and actually embodying and really anchoring into the cells of your body, the feeling of having what you want and why that's a key part of manifesting. And I'll take you through some other principles of manifesting as well that will be really supportive for you and some conscious creation tools that you can use. And I think we'll kind of wrap up there. So that again, there's a lot I want to cover with you. I'm going to move through it pretty succinctly, as quickly and as concisely as I can. And then, like I said, if it all feels fast or overwhelming, you can work through the replay and pause and stop and reflect at different points. Sound good? All right, loves, let's rock and roll. So first of all, what I was really picking up on this morning, I hosted a masterclass for my Dream Creator Mastermind this morning, and I was actually talking to this group because it was our last masterclass. I was talking about some of these themes with them. And what was really coming through for me this morning was this preparation period that we now have from really now, kind of midpoint of November. I'm being shown six or seven weeks, really from now in the lead up to 2020 is such a powerful time of preparation. And we really want to harness this. And this is why I'm running this workshop series now, because I want to give you ample time to work through everything and be doing your preparation work. Because the trap that I've fallen into in my life in the past, and I wonder if you've fallen into this, is, you know, you come into a new year with these kind of hopes and dreams and ideas that things are going to be different and you're going to be able to create these wonderful new things. And then sometimes it doesn't happen. And that's been my experience, is I have, you know, been in January so inspired and so excited. And then the year goes on and you kind of get caught in the flow of life and you get to the end of the year and you're like, those things didn't really happen. And it's important to reflect on why that is. And I've been shown a lot around why that is. And, you know, it's been shown to me really, really clearly, and this is kind of an obvious thing to say, but let me say it anyway. If you want to create different results, you're going to have to do things differently. And that's been really shown to me that this time over the next 6 to 7 weeks is time for us to get really honest around what we are going to have to change, do differently, what needs to start to get set up to ensure that we are prepared to bring to life what we want. To ensure that we have got some either foundations or new habits or little systems in place, or we've done some visioning work or we've done the inner alignment work, so that we actually have some form of, and I don't like the word strategy because it's a little bit heady, but so that we have some form of strategy to how actually all these things that we want are going to come to life. Because I've fallen into the trap of being really woo-woo about it in the past. Oh, you know, I'm just going to write it in my journal and visualize it for a while and then it's all going to come together. It's really important moving forward into next year that we are really integrating spiritual principles with very real world, practical, material principles. This is the co-creation kind of dance that we're in that I think we can really start to master moving forward, where we absolutely work with our inner alignment and energy work. We meditate, we visualize, we talk with our higher self, we follow our intuition, we move in the flow, we be guided by our hearts. But there is very real action showing up aspects that need to happen here. There's very much looking at the very real human practical areas of life and not just escaping into the spiritual, but being like, you know, for me, if I want to double my income next year, I need to get really real around what that's going to look like And I need to have a strategy for that. I can't just expect that's going to happen. So this is just something that's been shown very clearly to me, that this is a powerful time to get really real about what we want to create. And look, you know, we're all going to want different things. So really, this has just got to be guided by what's right for you. But I just felt to emphasize, we've got to take a very real practical approach to how this is going to unfold. So where I want to begin is with a little tune in. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pose a question to you, and I want you to write your answer in your notebook or journal and not think about it too much. I just want you to write down the first thing that comes to mind. So let's just take a couple of deep breaths in, and I want you to imagine what you're choosing to do in this moment is tune into yourself, because all of us will desire different things, because the part of us that is guiding us to what is next for us is very unique to us. And where we're at on our journey, what is right for us, what is in alignment for us, it's not at all based on what anyone else is doing. It's really got to be guided by that inner guidance system, that very unique inner voice, inner feeling that's unique to us, right? So I want you to see, I mean, I always put my hands on my heart when I'm connecting in with this part of myself. And we're going to pose a question to your inner self. And I want you just to start writing, and just whatever flows out is what flows out without judgment. And the question I want you to pose to yourself is, in what way am I being called or guided to elevate my life right now? In what way am I being called or guided to elevate my life right now? And don't even think, just put pen to paper and write down whatever comes to you. And if you're watching the replay, you might want to pause this and give yourself some time. But it's really key here, and I talked about this morning in my masterclass, that these desires that are ready to be manifested, that they don't come from a heady place of, here's something that I want, here's something that I'm chasing, here's something that someone else has that looks good, here's something that, you know, if I manifest this, then I'll be happy. If I get this, then I'll feel complete. If I create this, then I'll feel whole. That's not the space we want to create from, and not the space that I'm going to be supporting you to create from. It's more like you are listening in and receiving what is ready to be created through you, what is ready to be materialized through you, because your desires need you. They can't be materialized without you. So they will move through you, this feeling, this knowing, this impulse, this yearning, this idea will move through you and say, I'm ready to be created through you. I'm ready to be materialized. And you want to feel it move through you. Like, it has to have feeling behind it, which is why I'm encouraging you to tune into that space where there is a part of you that knows what is next for you and is always trying to show you, and you just need to listen and receive it and feel for where that impulse of energy is saying this. And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be some big external thing. It could just be, oh, I'm just yearning for more connection in my relationships. I'm so ready for more intimacy in my love life. Oh, I'm so ready for more freedom and more travel. I'm so ready to know what I'm capable of in my career and really what my potential is in my work in the world. You know what? I'm yearning to have a baby. Whatever, you know, it can be anything. I'm yearning to feel a greater level of self-care and self-love for myself, greater sense of happiness and acceptance in who I am, whatever it is. Now, if you feel to share, write it for me in the comments if you want to let me know what came through for you. beautiful. Emma was saying here, in terms of my point before, and getting that message too, that taking action is important and powerful. I've been talking to some girlfriends about, like, we kind of got lost in spiritual land the past couple of years, kind of lost touch with really real, just like needing to have the very practical physical areas of our life functioning. We need to really look at both. In what way am I being called or guided to elevate my life right now? You love that. Beautiful. If anyone feels to share, let me know, or just make sure you're popping that in your journal so that you can be reflecting on it. All right. And so the thing I want you to know is that those impulses, those desires, those feelings that are moving through you, and even if they look like an external goal, like me wanting to double my income, let's just say, I use that as an example because everyone can relate to money examples. It's just very tangible, you know, but it's, you know, there's no right or wrong in terms of whatever you're desiring. The whole purpose of these desires is to help you expand as a being, is to help you expand as a person. I really feel desire is such a beautiful way for you to step into more of your potential and really discover what you're capable of. And I believe a part of you gives you these desires, not just so that you can achieve them, but so that you can discover more of your potential through the process. Because I know for me, say if I was to double my income, again, just using that as a very tangible, you know, example. And in fact, at this time last year, my goal was to manifest a relationship. That was a very tangible goal that I was really holding within my heart. But let's look at, say, money as an example right now. I'm going to have to go on a real growth journey to up-level my mindset, my energy, my state of being, my habits, my everything to achieve that. So a deeper part of me gives me that desire, not because I'm going to be any happier manifesting that level of money, but because of this incredible growth journey I'm going to have to go on to manifest that, where I get to, as a soul, as a being, expand and discover more of what I'm capable of. Just like in my relationship, I manifested the relationship about a month after I hosted this series last year. And the growth that relationship has put me on this year, I don't even have the words. The manifesting of that relationship has been so much less about the relationship itself and so much more about the woman I've become through the creation of it. So that's why this is why we have these big desires. Beautiful. Keely, thank you for your share. She said, I love that question. The words just flowed onto the page. I'm being called to bring in more time with divine soul sisters, creating women's circles, soulfully sharing my message in coaching services and adventures in nature. Oh, so beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. Thank you for sharing. If anyone else feels to share, I'd love to hear it. The other thing I just want to mention as well, and this is such an important part of the manifesting process, is to realize that when you feel those desires, as Keely described them, or whatever your desires are, as you feel and receive them, I want you to know they're already done. In you feeling it, it already exists now energetically. And there's so many layers that a desire goes through to go from, you know, its initial kind of conception to full materialization and manifestation. But the first sort of step of it is the energy component of it, and that you feeling it, you receiving it. Now, the minute that you sit there and you imagine it, you tune into your body, you feel it, you begin to get a vision, that's the first step of the creative process. You're already starting the manifestation of it. And now that Keely's just put it into words, now that you have just written it in your journal, that's the next level of materializing it. We're making it more and more real, right? But I want you to know, the minute that you receive that and you own it and you feel it, it already exists on an energetic level. It already exists energetically. Now, there's kind of a process for it to become your full reality that you're living in, but we want to go from this place of approaching desires like, oh, I desire that, I want that, I don't yet have that, it's missing and I need to get it. Instead, into a place of, it's already here. I can feel it. Yes, there's a process of me materializing it into my reality, but in this moment that I can feel it, it already exists energetically. like it's done on an energetic level. Yeah. That really changes how we feel when we go to manifest something. Let's see what else is coming through. Lena's saying, I'm being called to be more expressive from my heart, more in the flow. There's a desire to help others on a deeper level that's showing up with heart and authenticity at the center. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Gorgeous. Cheryl, my word. Beautiful to see you, Cheryl, by the way. Hello. It's been a long time since we've chatted. The word thrive has been coming up for me the past couple of days. And again, now the last month, I feel like I've been going to burst with up-leveling energies. Yes. Love it. It's coming through as Letty's Mac, but we'll just use that for now. A few months ago, I craved deeper soulful connections. Then I went through a need to withdraw, tune in, rest and restore. Colette, beautiful. I didn't understand it at the time, but this has had a knowing that I needed it. And now I've shifted into the sense of wanting to release, let go, simplify, and I feel a shift and a change coming. And it's through this journaling process, I'll discover what's to come. That's a beautiful point, Colette, actually, that sometimes you'll feel the desire, and then the process of materializing that desire isn't like, you know, ABC, I just take these steps and it's here. Sometimes we're actually almost feeling like we're going backwards for a bit first. We have to go in, we have to clear out what's in the way, and then we move forward again. So that can very often be something we experience when we're wanting to create new things. Because again, the logical mind is like, oh, have my desire, take action steps, it materializes. And that's not always how it works when you're following your intuition. Sometimes, you know, you have the desire and then you have to go inwards to do some of the inner work before you can step forward and materialize it. So it always looks different. Thank you for sharing that, Colette. Okay. Let's go a little bit more now into kind of our next level reality. So going a little bit more specific into what this is going to look like. All right, beautiful. I just want to check where we're at. Okay. I want you to pick an area of life, identify an area of life where you want to do some work around going from current level reality to next level reality. So you might take some of these things you've begun to share and let's sort of decide and look at what area of life that is. Like, is it friendship, relationship, finances, health, relationship with self, career and work, business, home, where you live? Let's kind of just identify one area. And what I'm going to encourage you to do once I take you through this exercise is actually do this over the coming weeks before the year ends in every area of life. This is something that I'm being guided to really do. But I want to take you through this little exercise. So let's look at an area of life. I think I'm going to go with business. Business, finance kind of overlaps for me, but I'm going to focus on business. And I want you just to, in this area of life, look at what you've currently manifested. So when we look at what we've currently manifested, we look with our eyes at what we see, right? That's our tangible manifested reality. And that's what we're calling our current reality in that area. So for me, say in business, I might just, you know, you can just do some dot points here. I might sort of describe what I see in my current reality. So, you know, I make this amount of money. This is what I'm working on at the moment, sort of how my week flows. At the moment, you know, my assistant works this many hours. This is how my business currently feels. So I might just describe, okay, it kind of feels like this at the moment. Just to really, like, you know, if you're describing relationships, you might be like, yeah, you know, I've got a couple of great friends who are like-minded, but majority of my friends aren't on the same kind of page. You might be like, you know, in my area of relationship, haven't been in a relationship in 2 years, currently single. You might say in your work, I'm currently employed here and it currently feels like this. Just like a little description of what you're sort of seeing right now manifested in that area of life. You know, I might even write down some stats like, you know, this is how much money I make per month. This is how many people typically are in my programs. I'm just doing a little current description of what I see. And that's what we're calling your current reality, right? And then kind of behind that, or even next to that, I'm seeing it as something behind, but you wouldn't necessarily write it behind on a page. You'd probably write it next to it or underneath it. I want you to jot down what your, I'm going to call it your inner story, and I'll describe what I mean by that in a minute, what your inner story is in this area of your life. So what you currently or typically think about this area, believe, where your mindset's at in this area, what you typically tell yourself in this area of your life. For those of you who are here with me live, this might be a bit of a big exercise. You might want to just start with some notes here and then revisit it on a deeper level. I know this can be sort of hard to think about on the spot. But what is your inner story in this area of life? So what you typically tell yourself, where your mindset's at, what you believe about this area. So I'm going to use an example of, say, where I was at last year in relationships before I manifested my current relationship. I would have written, okay, I'm single and have been single for quite a few years. And I would say, you know, have got some contact with a few guys who I've been dating, but there was nothing serious going on. And then if I was to say, okay, what's my inner story in that area? I would say, okay, well, typically what I'm thinking to myself often is it's really hard to meet someone like-minded. It's been a long time since I've been in a relationship. I don't know if I'm actually worthy of love. Like, I'm thinking about, this is all the stuff that was going through my mind around this time last year. I only seem to attract guys that don't want commitment. Getting into a relationship is hard. I don't know if I already said that. I don't know if I know how to do relationships. It's been a long time since I've been in love, and I don't even know if that could happen for me again. You know, like, so that's kind of the self-talk, right? Now, it was even to write about my inner story, say, around my business at the moment, I think where my mind, this is actually a really interesting exercise, because it's hard sometimes to kind of just look within at what's going on in there. But I think where my mindset's at is, it's like I know how to run my business at a certain level. And it's almost like part of me believes that's all I'm capable of. And sometimes tries to tell me that although I want more, it's just an airy fairy idea, it can't be a reality, or that that's going to be hard or scary. So this might be a little bit of an interesting process, but what I want you to see is that there's always a match to some extent, well, to a lot of extent, between your inner story and your current reality that you've manifested. So it's a kind of a chicken and egg situation. Sometimes we're like, well, do I think this all the time because it's what I'm seeing with my eyes manifested? Or has this manifested because it's what I've been telling myself for so long that I've created it? A little bit like which one came first. But there's always an alignment there between whatever you believe to be true, whatever you tell yourself on a consistent basis, and what you've manifested in your reality. So this is why our work last week was so important. When I was teaching you that to create something different, we first have to change what's going on inside of you. Because your new reality, whatever you want to call in, is going to require you to be telling a different inner story, believing different things, feeling different feelings in order to create that. I hope that's making sense. So first of all, we just want to get honest. And I actually intend to do this in every area of my life, to really look at what have I manifested and what's going on inside of me in this area of my life. Because if we want to go next level, whatever next level means to us, we're going to have to do the same exercise. And here's what I want us to do. I want you to look at that area of life where you've got described current reality, current manifestation. And I want you to describe, if you can, what the next level of that would look like. So for me last year, it would have been being in a committed loving partnership, and I would have gone into detail describing how that would have felt and how we would have been spending our time and what our relationship was like and what he was like. For my business, it's really describing, okay, if I'm looking at doubling my income, how does that business operate? What tasks do I do? What type of support do I have? What are the outcomes and results we're creating when we're launching things and putting things out into the world? What are the systems? What are the structures? How's that business feel? I would describe what I would want to see with my eyes. That is the next level manifestation in that area of my life. I hope this is making sense. And as we're going to work through a bit of an exercise around this, but for now, this is the sort of journaling process around it. Once you describe that reality and what you want to see manifested, it's then the same thing in terms of what inner story. So this inner story is like the story we tell ourselves, the way we talk to ourselves, what we believe to be true, what we're thinking, where our mindset's at. What would my inner story need to be? What would my self-talk need to be? Where would my mindset need to be at? What would I need to be believing in order to create that? And I remember at the end of last year and lead up to calling in my relationship, I did a lot of inner work around really shifting what I believed about what I was worthy of, what I believed about relationships, and doing the inner work to upgrade how I was thinking and feeling in myself so I could call in that relationship. Let's just see, we've got a question coming through here. Keely, when you say next level, do you mean a step closer to the ultimate desire or what it would look like if it was exactly how I want it to be? I would say ultimate. So next, yeah, I understand your question. So next level almost feels like next step. For me, next level, when I'm saying that, but again, work with however you want to work with it. To me, that's like, let's say, where do I want to be at the end of 2020? Or what is the, what I truly desire in this area? That's what I would be describing what you want to manifest. Thanks for asking. It's a great question. Okay. So what I've recognized is that the woman that's created this level of my business is different to the woman who's going to create the next level of my business. And it's important, and this is part of our alignment work, is to get clear on what we need to shift within, yeah, how we're speaking to ourselves and how we're thinking and feeling and what we're believing in order to manifest that next level of reality. I hope this is making sense. Okay. I also want to touch on here, if you are feeling unclear or confused about what you want next, because this definitely comes up for people. Sometimes people are like, I don't really know. I don't know what the next level is. I don't really know what I want. I don't know the detail of it. Sometimes people find it hard to kind of get a clear vision of exactly what it looks like. So let me give you a couple of things here that will support you if in any area you're feeling a little bit like, I don't really know. You know, because sometimes, let's say in your career, you know you want to change, but you're not exactly don't exactly know what you want next. So let's use that as an example. One thing you can look at if you are not exactly sure what specifically it would look like or you want in that area of life is to look at how you want it to feel. So we can just start with a few simple feeling words that will give you a foundation for building a new possibility. So you might, like, let's say career is an area where you don't specifically know what you want to manifest or create next level. If you can simply ask yourself, how do I want to feel in this area of my life, in my career, in my work, in my business, whatever it is you do, how do I want that area to feel? Even picking 3 to 5 words is a beginning point to find clarity and then to ask, okay, what would it look like then? What would need to happen in this area for me to feel that way? So sometimes starting with how you want to feel is a great way to find clarity if the specifics aren't coming to you, the detail isn't coming. How would I want to feel, and what would I need in this area of life to feel that way? Another thing you can do, and this is actually a really cool exercise, is sometimes we're really clear on what we don't want. We know what we don't want, but we don't know what we do want, if that makes sense. So again, let's use relationships as an example. So let's say, you know, if I haven't been in a relationship in a while, maybe I kind of didn't really know what I wanted and how to describe it and what it would look and feel like, but I definitely know what I don't want. And maybe I know that through all of this experience I've had of, this was my experience last year, dating people who were emotionally unavailable or who didn't want a commitment or who were really inconsistent in their communication or who were always too busy to spend time with me or who didn't make it clear what they were wanting with me, for example. So that's all of what I don't want. And I love doing this where you put like a line down the page and you have two columns. And on one side you write, this is what I don't want. And sometimes we can get a lot of clarity by first really looking at what we know we don't want. And so all you do then is you flip it and you write the opposite on the other side. So let's say I'm looking at this list of everything I didn't want in a guy or in a relationship. I just flip it. So I'm like, okay, if he is really inconsistent in his communication, on the column of what I do want, he communicates consistently. If he's really unclear, you know, what he's looking for with me, I write on the other side, he's clear in his intentions of what he's wanting in a relationship. If I find he's emotionally unavailable, I would write on the other side, he's emotionally available for a loving relationship. So I'm simply flipping it. You can do this in any area where you're struggling to find clarity. You can just start with everything that you know you don't want and then just flip and write the opposite, and that will help you find clarity on what you do want. I found that to be a really valuable exercise. Another thing to look at that can be really helpful is to just simply reflect on what's not working and what needs to change. So I would do this in my business. I actually did this reflection recently. I really sat down and got really honest. I'm like, what is simply not working in this area? You can also do that in the area of health. You know, what's not working for me here? And what needs to change? And so looking at initially what's not working gives you some clues around what would need to shift and change to get it working. So there's a few things that you can use if in any area as you're beginning to do this, and I do suggest doing this in every area, if you're finding it clear, finding it hard to find clarity on what the vision is for what you want in each area of your life, what you want to create. All right. Another question. Beautiful. My pleasure, Colette. Lena, I have a question about the work to manifest the next ultimate level. How often would you focus on visualizing this in order to manifest it? Oh, cool. Cool question. We'll talk about that. You could do this every day if you wanted to. And I was going to talk about this at the end, but I'll talk about it now. You know, one of the most powerful ways that we bring things to life is through giving our energy to it, right? And I think we said this, you know, whatever we invest our energy in expands. So if we spend majority of our day or week putting energy into what we've already manifested, we're probably going to continue to create it. So whatever percentage of time we can give to giving energy to those things that we don't yet see with our eyes, but we feel, the more we give energy to it, the more it's going to materialize. And I actually think having reminders around wherever possible, that's why people create vision boards, because you might see that every day. You might just have that vision board sitting, you know, on your dresser in your bedroom or somewhere nearby, or you might have a Pinterest board. I've got a girlfriend that looks at her Pinterest board every morning as part of her morning routine. If I'm really, really wanting to create something, I'll tune into it every morning. And don't feel pressured to have to do it every day. But when I'm really in creation mode, I will be spending time every morning, just even if it's 5 minutes, just imagining, visioning, feeling, journaling about it, looking at my vision board around it, daydreaming about it. But the more, no pressure around it, but the more energy you can give to it, the more you are bringing it to life. So I'd say guess as often as possible. Even, yeah, like I said, you know, having images around that you can look at that remind you constantly of what you're wanting to create. Or I think it's Bob Proctor who teaches about having a little goal card in his wallet. So a goal of how much money he was wanting to make. So every time you open your wallet, you're seeing a reminder of what you're wanting to create. So even like little statements and affirmations on post-it notes on your mirror, so you're looking at it every day, is a beautiful reminder. Because we know how easy it is, right, to get just swept up in the day-to-day, and then all of our focus and energy is going into what we see with our eyes rather than what we're wanting to create. All right. Does anyone want to give me a little insight into what they're thinking and feeling at this point in the class, what's coming up for them, what's resonated, what was coming through for you there? If you feel to share, I would love to know. It's always beautiful just to hear what's coming up as we're moving through. All right. So I'm going to give you a few more questions, and you might want to write these down just as journaling things that you can be using as you're beginning to explore what you want for each area of your life. Now, I like to do this like we're visioning 2020. I mean, we're coming into a new year. So you might want to imagine it is the end of 2020. This is a really nice way to do it. And I want you to almost imagine, what would you love to see manifested in each area of your life? How would you love to be feeling? What would you like to have achieved? Is there anything you would have liked to have changed within yourself or your life? But here's some questions you can kind of work through. And these are things I'm going to be working through a lot over the coming weeks. I would look at each area of life and I would ask, is there anything that I want to change here? Is there anything in this area of life that I would like to change? In this area, how am I feeling called to grow and expand? How am I wanting this area of my life to feel? Who do I want to be in this area of my life? So the being around it is so important. Particularly, say, if we're looking at like health-related things, or, you know, about our bodies in particular. It's really powerful in those areas to be like, maybe it's less about how I look, but really who I want to be and how I'm relating to myself. So I want to be confident. I want to be accepting. I want to be loving of who I am. I want to be proud. I want to be treating myself with respect. I want to be making choices that nourish me. And so sometimes in some areas of life, it's actually more powerful to look at who you want to be in that area rather than what you want to create. Because in some areas, I think we had this come up in one of the comments, you know, just saying, say I want to lose weight as a goal, wouldn't have the same, or wouldn't fulfill you in the same way as changing who you're being in that area. So actually maybe dropping the outcome or that goal would be quite freeing, but focusing more on, well, who do I want to be in this area? Then I just want to be self-loving. I want to be kind. I want to be nurturing of myself. I want to be making choices that feel really in alignment with what my body's asking for and really needing. I want to be moving my body from a place of love. I want to be empowered in this area. I want to be whatever it is. And so actually in that particular area, who you're being is more of a valuable thing to focus on than what you've created and manifested or the outcome you want. Another question is, what would it feel like to be living in your highest potential in this area? Or how do I want to phrase that question? What does your highest potential in this area look like? And I love looking at potential, because potential is actually limitless. We all put limits on what we're capable of. But actually, what is my highest potential in this area? It's a really cool question. What is my vision for this area of my life? You might actually have really beautiful images and visions that come through. And then another beautiful question is, what steps can I see or do I feel will help me create this? So there are a whole range of things that you can be exploring. Beautiful. Lena says, going to make my vision board today. Beautiful. Emma, the area of life I looked at was business, and I've just finished a life coaching course. Congratulations. And I need to start my business now. The woman I am being at this next level of business is showing up consistently and believes people want to hear what she has to share. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, I remember when I started my business, I definitely had to go through an up level within myself, because the woman who was, when I was, say, still in my day job and I was writing on a blog but wasn't really stepping into my business, who I was being there was was filled with self-doubt. Filled with self-doubt, was constantly hesitating, holding back, playing small, hiding. And as a result of all this inner talk that was going on around, oh, no one cares, we have to say, you're not good enough, you don't know enough yet, I was manifesting, well, nothing really. As I began to, I did a lot of work to listen into my heart and really hear what my heart was saying to me. My heart was saying, Connie, you've got something big to contribute. And put your focus on being of service and be courageous, be seen, be heard, show up, take action every day. And I began to say to myself, I don't care whether I'm scared. I don't care what people think. I've got a message to share and I've got people to help and I'm going to show up for it. And it was when I remember I made a really powerful shift. Like, I decided that it didn't matter how uncomfortable it would get or how scared I was going to show up for what I wanted to create. And that's when everything began to open up. So there's this, yeah, this different version of ourselves that allows us to create different results. Thank you for sharing that. All right, let's go into an elevator exercise. I really felt I wanted to do this with you. Okay. Get yourself nice and comfortable. I was just about to say, I have a feeling this is a class you might need to rewatch and rework through at a slower pace to just, like, I think some of the exercises I'm giving you require some real thinking and reflection. So feel free to give yourself plenty of time to work through this. Okay. I want you to just close down your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. I want you to begin to call in the energy of your higher self, which we began to tap into last week. Do you know what's so funny? As soon as I call her in, my cheeks, I feel them, they tingle. Love that energy. And I get this real, like, rosiness in my, like, I feel this warm glow to my face. Just start to invite her or him. I know we have men in this group, her or him in. Just hold that intention to call in the energy of your higher self. Feel the lightness, feel the expansion, feel the abundance. Feel the radiance. Feel the strength and the certainty and the grounding, whatever it feels like to you. And I want you to imagine right now, with your eyes closed, that surrounding you now are the walls of your elevator, and you're in your elevator. Maybe in other countries, I'm wondering what you guys call it. Maybe you don't call it an elevator. Maybe you call it a lift. We call it all different things. I know just sometimes in other places, maybe you know, maybe I don't know if elevator would be the word, but I hope you know what I'm referring to when I mean that. So you're in this box that can take you up and can take you down. And I just want you to imagine yourself in this elevator, breathing in, and I want you to notice that as you call in more and more of the energy of your higher self and you feel lighter, you actually notice your energy begins to elevate and you begin to move up And moving up the elevator means watching the numbers go up. So for some reason, I always begin on level 5. I don't know why. Just see whatever number you notice you're beginning at. And the doors are closed at this stage. And I want you to notice that as you're breathing in more of the energy of your highest self, you're actually moving up levels in this elevator. And feel yourself rising up the way you would if you were standing in a lift or an elevator and it was going up. And notice how as you're breathing, your energy can lighten and expand and you can move, you can go up. And I want you to feel what level you feel to go to. And for some reason, for me, I'm coming to level 10. Just notice whatever level you're at, doesn't matter which one it is. I'm going to keep the doors closed and we just want to breathe here for a little bit. And I want you to feel the shift in your energy. The lightness of your energy. The expansion of your energy. I don't know about you, but my mind just goes so much clearer and becomes so much more spacious. And we're keeping the doors closed. But I want you to begin to imagine in your mind what it is you're wanting to see when those doors open. What is the reality you're wanting to manifest or create? What are you wanting to see materialized? It could be, we could just be looking at one area of life. That business you want to create, that new home you want to move to, that relationship you're desiring, that version of yourself you want to be, that amount of money. It could be actually what you want to see is all of that, is you just living everything that you want to have manifested and materialized in 2020 in every area of life. Trust what comes to mind. We're keeping the doors closed. We're not opening them yet. I just want you to start to breathe into your body what it would feel like to actually see that manifested with your eyes, to see it be real. You'll get more information about this desire because what I'm realizing is for me, it has nothing to do with the amount of money. Money's just a symbol. For me, it's really about how I want my business to feel and how I want to see myself showing up in my work, the woman I want to be, the opportunities I want to have manifested, which would indicate to me that I have up-leveled in my belief of what I'm capable of, in my self-worth, in my value of my work, in my confidence, in my visibility. That's what I'm wanting to manifest, is that up level within myself in how I'm showing up, who I'm being, and therefore what I'm creating in this area as well. So sometimes just having visuals of what that might look like can be useful. It can help activate the feeling. I want you to imagine it's all sitting on the other side of that door. You know, when I was wanting to call in my relationship next year, I would have imagined him. I would have imagined his face and his body, whatever I could see. His energy, his presence. how it would feel like to be communicating with him and living with him and having him in my life and talking to me and supporting me and spending time with me, that closeness. Maybe there's just a lifestyle you want to create. Maybe there's just a way you want to feel in your body. And before we open up the doors, I want you to notice if there's anything currently blocking you or coming up that could block you fully receiving that. I know for me last year when I was wanting to call in my relationship, I would sometimes imagine this partner looking at me like his eyes connecting with my eyes, and I would feel so vulnerable and uncomfortable to have a man see me that deeply. And so I knew that there were some things around how I felt around intimacy and closeness and being loved and being seen that was a block to me calling him in, because discomfort would come up. So when I imagine, and this is something I've noticed, when I imagine living in this next level reality of my work, sometimes it brings up discomfort because I know I'm going to have to be really visible and probably put myself in situations that will make me uncomfortable and scare me and stretch me. At the moment, though, I'm not having too much resistance come up, but I want you to notice if anything does come up. And that's really valuable to look at, because that's going to be the stuff that's preventing you bringing this to life. Or say I imagine myself living in whatever the income level is I want to be living in. Again, at the moment, there's actually no resistance coming up in my body, but sometimes when I tune into it, there's disbelief. I do get a little bit of that right now. Like, how would that actually happen? How are we actually really going to do that? Like, are you really capable of that? I want you to notice what comes up. And again, for me at the moment, there's not a lot coming up. But if there is a lot coming up for you, I want you to do some of the work we did last session. Just imagine pulling that out of your energy field. Just clear that away. Imagine you can sweep that away, sweep that off you. Just clear that all out of your energy field. And just come back to the feeling of having it. And when you're ready, and we'll all feel ready at different times, I want you to decide in yourself if you're ready to have those doors open. If you are ready to receive what it is that you desire. If you could open the doors right now, open your eyes right now and actually have it all, are you ready to receive it? Could you hold it if it came right now? Are you ready to step wholeheartedly into it? Oh, and I notice a little bit of hesitation there. You just notice that. But I want you to make a decision whether you're ready for this and whether you're ready to step into it. And if you are, open up the doors and step into that reality now, almost like you just be stepping into that level that's there when the doors open and you can walk on into it. And it's there ready and waiting for you to experience it. And if you're ready, open those doors and walk in. I'm just going to give us a couple of minutes just to experience whatever that reality is that we want to see ourselves living in. Even if you can only get the feeling of it at the moment, that's okay. And as you're walking around in there, notice who you're being, how you feel, where your mindset's at, where your energy's at. And I'm going to keep holding this space, but if at any point you want, you can open your eyes and write down anything you're seeing, feeling, noticing. It's interesting for me. I decided to just bring in my relationship and then explore the next level of that. And I noticed a contraction in my heart right away, which I think I would need to explore more, but could be some fear, could be some doubt actually. So this is really beautiful. This is how we just identify what might be present within us that could be interfering with us fully creating that. Whatever comes up, just make note of it. And if anyone feels to share anything that's come through for them, please do type away when you're ready. And so this is one of the very powerful exercises that we can be doing to move from current reality to next level reality. And it's like what I described before. We look at, first of all of the inner stories and the mindset and the energy that has created this current reality. We look at who we need to be being and feeling, what we need to be thinking to be in alignment with creating our next level reality. We do this beautiful energy work to imagine living in that reality and notice what comes up for us. How does that feel? Does any resistance, fear, hesitation, self-doubt come up? And we become aware of that. But this analogy of the elevator is such a beautiful visual to use because as we talked about last time, we talked about this experience of just clicking into the reality that's already there, just coming into alignment with it. And so what I want us to do now is I want you to imagine that everything you just felt or saw or experienced, you're going to bring right into your body. I want us to now bring it right down into the body. So I want your feet planted right on the ground, flat. So you're just like feeling into the ground. And I want you to imagine you are pulling all of that energy, everything you've felt and experienced right into your body. Like every single cell in your body is filling up with the energy of living in that reality, of being that person, creating everything you desire. I just want you to now feel this feeling of like pulling it down. So we're actually really grounding it. Feel it right down, actually, right in your legs. So it no longer exists now as a vision or somewhere in the future. It exists right in your body. You're pulling the energy right down into your body. Breathe right into your belly to bring it down as well. And here's why this is so powerful, is because we want to make our desires really familiar, the energy of having what we want really familiar to our body, because the body will accept and embrace what feels familiar, and it will reject and close off to what feels unfamiliar. And so I remember hearing this around self-love, actually. It's a really beautiful explanation of the power of self-love. And this guy was saying in this interview, I can't remember who it was, but he was saying, if you try to call in love, for example, from an external source, a person, but your body is used to the feeling of not being loved, because you're harboring feelings of a lack of self-love within yourself, unworthiness, not being good enough. Even if love is what you most deeply crave, you will reject it. You will somehow sabotage it, close off to it, because it feels unfamiliar to be loved. And so even with money, you might want to call in abundance. But if your body is used to living in the energy of scarcity, it will reject abundance. You will sabotage, you'll end up getting rid of the money, you won't be able to call it in because it's too unfamiliar to what you're used to feeling. And so whenever we do this work of imagining and feeling and embodying and connecting with what we desire and who we would be and what it would look like, we are making the feeling of having that really familiar to the body, to our energy system. And so then when it comes in externally, we go, yeah, of course. The body goes, come on in to my reality. I'm fully ready to experience this because it's so familiar to me. And that's why I say the work of self-love is so valuable, because if your body is used to feeling loved, hearing that you're valuable, you're wonderful, being appreciated, being praised, being complimented, when someone else comes to give that to you, you say, yeah, sure, I'll accept your compliment. I'll accept your love. I can fully open up and receive that because it's so familiar to me to be loved. But again, like I said, if within yourself, it's not a familiar feeling to experience love, you might be that person that will feel unworthy of that person's love, that won't be able to receive that compliment, that will close off to that person's affection or attention. We do this with money, we do this with opportunities. You know, this is actually something, if I was to be completely honest, I'm working a lot on my visibility because I've noticed a few times I've called in opportunities to be much more visible and I haven't been able to fully step into them because I still have some stories around not being worthy of being really, really seen in a big way. And so then an opportunity comes for me to be seen in a big way, and I can't accept it and I can't step into it and I can't feel worthy of it, right? So this inner work of, you know, I might even go up in my elevator and imagine I'm stepping out to this reality where I am like on the stage, where I am on, you know, being interviewed and being featured and all of this stuff, so I can start to make it feel familiar to me to be really visible and to feel really safe in that. And I might do a lot of work with myself on seeing myself and acknowledging myself and loving myself and making myself feel really safe in that space so that when those opportunities come in, I go, hell yeah, I am so worthy of this. I hope that's making sense. All right. Colette saying, I'm feeling very blocked, a lot of resistance and restlessness, difficulty staying in the visualization. We'll do the work questions on finding clarity and redo this. Beautiful. I do really feel to say this, that I think from now until the end of the year, we're going to be revisiting this a lot. And I do think this is something that you might want to continue to work through and chip away at. It's almost like we're dropping it all in now, and then it even becomes an area of work coming into next year. But I just wanted to give it all to you so that you have a process to work with and to revisit. But thank you for your honesty, Colette. And that's totally natural and normal. And you know, if resistance, restlessness comes up, this is actually something to explore. And you might even want to sit with that and not avoid that, but actually sit with that and be like, why might I be resisting this? Why might part of me feel really uncomfortable beginning to dream of more or imagine what might be possible for me? Ooh, Lena, I sometimes imagine myself being interviewed about my new business in order to make it more real. I love that. I love that. I actually feel to show you something. How convenient. I have it right next to me. I think I've showed this before in one of my journaling workshops, but I'm going to show it to you guys again. So this is a book. I love that it was right there. This is a book that I made 10 years ago when I was not running my business, but I wanted to be a life coach. Didn't believe I could be. And I made a vision book. Oh, look, here's, I'll give you some of my, this was one of them. This was when I wanted to be a Hay House author. I ended up going to the Hay House writer's workshop and decided to not submit the book. And this is when beautiful Jess Ains Co was still with us on Earth's side. And Gabby Bernstein was a big mentor of mine. So I would create these, I have this big vision book, right? That, actually this one I created once I was already in my business. I've got a lot in here. Let's see if I can find some more. Oh, I put a lot of the places I wanted to be featured. I've been featured in quite a few of those actually. So this is real cute. This is before I was a life coach, and there was a company that I had wanted to do my life coach training through. And this is when I was using my father's surname, Sheehan, but I made up a fake life coaching certificate to show that, like, I pretended I was a life coach. I don't know if you can see that. I think it's back to front, but that's a fake life coaching certificate I made up to, so I could visualize being a certified life coach. What else did I do in here? I got a lot of stuff in here. Oh, this is actually still a goal of mine. I wanted to teach at the Omega Institute in New York. Oh my gosh. Look at me. I had brown hair. I stuck my head on someone else's body. This stuff works. I mean, I look at this and I'm like, yeah, I manifested this. Where's another one I have? It's a whole scrapbook. Oh, this was like my dream job. So I said, this is my job. And I was like, I swear I wasn't a life coach when I wrote this. I said, my job is developing, running, and coordinating programs, connecting with people and changing lives, inspirational, driven, passionate, positive, fun, young, energetic, supportive team. I think I wanted to work in a team at that point. I absolutely love my job. My job is about, I had a thing here about the law of attraction. Personal development, laws of the universe, law of attraction, workshops, educating, empowering, and training. Coaching. Oh, that's right. I found a business card of a woman who I'd met who was a coach, and I stuck her business card in here. This stuff works, my friends. It really, really does. The number of times I've looked back on this and been like, wow, I created all this. So something like that, just connecting in with that as often as possible is a really valuable exercise. Let's work through a couple of things now, because I'm mindful of the time, around manifesting. I want to give you a few more things that you can be using to support you with materializing and manifesting what you desire. Now, I'm just going to get straight into that. Okay. I've got a few key pillars. This is sort of the process I often go through with manifesting and a lot of the things I focus on. And I'd love to give this to you as areas of focus, particularly from now until the end of the year, but also moving into next year. So I always begin with the energy alignment piece when I'm wanting to create something. So I begin with what we did right at the start, the tuning in, the feeling, the receiving. Now you can do this as we're beginning to look at next year, either in each area of life, which I find really valuable, or you can do as an overall kind of vision of what you want 2020 to feel like and be like for you, just in general. You can imagine yourself at the end of next year and cast your mind back and think about what would you have loved to experience, create, all of that. But as you're doing that process, really keep your attention in on your heart. Do that work we were doing right at the start around just really feeling. You know, you might sort of drop in an area of life and just really feel, what do I feel that I'd love to create or experience in this area, right? And so you might be journaling about that and writing that down and really coming to understand and tap into how that feels, who you would be being, what your higher self in that area of life looks like, what being your higher self in that area would look like, and doing a lot of the work we did in workshop one around energetically aligning. And even like we did in the sort of the lift elevator exercise, is just feeling the feeling of that. So that's usually always where I begin. I begin with working with the desire as like an energetic seed that I'm just beginning to feel into and become aware of and tend to and give my attention to. And you might then translate that feeling, like I said, into a vision book, into journaling about it. You can, I like to describe, you know, it is now December 31st, 2020, And then you write in the present tense what you'd love to see created and manifested around you. I then will be working, now like the question earlier about how often we work with our desires, if I'm really wanting to create something, I'll work with it every day. You could work with it each week, you could have little reminders, but then I do the embodiment work of this. And this is where it's less, again, like an idea or a desire in the future, and it's more like I am embedding into my cells the feeling of having it. The feeling of being that person, living in that reality, making it familiar to my body to experience that. And this has been a beautiful reminder for me of my work around next year, around being visible, actually how much energy work I need to do around that at the moment, around just imagining all of that and having that feel really safe in my body to be that seen and to be that out in the world and to have those levels of opportunity coming my way. And so when I'm saying bring it into our body, it's just really letting yourself feeling the feeling of that and having that feeling become familiar. And like you can do a little visual of like all the little cells in your body, filling up the cells in your body with that emotion, with that feeling. And I did that a lot before. Actually, it was really interesting before calling in my relationship last year. One of the things I realized was that the energy of that relationship was play. It wasn't just love, it was play. And so I actually spent a big period of time through November working on the energy of play and letting myself feel play and embodying play and playing with my niece and playing in nature and being playful with my friends, and really began to activate the energy of play as a feeling that I was experiencing on a regular basis. And I would say play is one of the key features of my relationship now. We have such a playful, beautiful relationship and a lot of laughter. And I don't think I could have kept that relationship going had I not brought a lighthearted playfulness to it. So yeah, actually embodying those qualities before I met him was really valuable. So it's the receiving the desire, the energetic alignment of connecting with it, you know, visioning it, writing it down, and then really embodying the feeling of it. And then the next piece is really about the anything that needs to be cleared out around that. So becoming really aware of what might be a limiting belief, an inner story, a fear, some resistance, and seeing if you can identify what that's about for you and writing that down. And then you can work through, say, an exercise like we did in last week of imagining yourself putting that in a bowl and throwing it out the window, ripping it up, burning it, throwing it in the bin, burying it in the backyard, something that's sort of a ritual of letting that go. Or as I said in the last session as well, if it's a really big thing, like my visibility stuff is actually related to a very deep core wound from my childhood. And I'm working with this amazing therapist at the moment on unlocking that childhood trauma to help me feel safe, to be more seen and attract more attention. So you might look at, okay, is there anything that's currently in my way of stepping into this? And if so, what do I need to do to support myself to clear that out? And I think we've already talked about some of those things as well. Then we want to look at the foundations we might need in place. And this is particularly something I'm looking at if it comes to like things like business and money, any real practical kind of area, even health and fitness. All of our desires need solid foundations. And I've definitely been in the place of trying to expand before without foundations. And by foundations, I mean the systems, the structures, the routines, the habits that will hold what you want to call in. Like, for example, if you want to call in more money, you better make sure that the money you have now, you're managing that well. It's organized. You've got systems and structures. It's clear. You know what you have. You've got your debt being paid off or cleaned up altogether. You've got ways that you're tracking your money. You're feeling conscious and empowered around your money. It's like we've got to have a foundation around what we already have in order to call in more. Otherwise, we just can't hold it. With health and fitness, you know, what would be a foundation of what you'd have to set up if you wanted to take your health and fitness to a new level next year? It might be booking in personal training sessions, working with a particular practitioner, getting, you know, I'm looking at getting organic produce delivered, so I always have food in the house. It might be taking yourself to some cooking classes so you can learn some new things to cook and make for yourself. Actually looking at what are those like really foundational things that will need to be in place to support you. In my business, the foundational work of business is everything. You can't skip that step. And I skipped it at the start and it messed me up. I'm doing a lot of work with my assistant at the moment around getting systems and procedures set up in how we run my business, having her and I getting a really smooth method going of how we do everything, of what her role is, setting up, like I've been recording videos on Loom to describe to her how I do everything so she can just follow that video and then execute. So that's a foundation to ensure I'm freeing up more of my time for next year. Looking at the foundations we need to set up is really important and is such a important part of preparing for the expansion that you want to call in. Also, doing grounding work. So if you are ever visioning something that you desire and it feels big to you, you might find that. I used to find that when I would try to call in my partner, it would almost make me wobbly. Really work on your grounding. If you're wanting to call in bigger things, say as well, if I'm wanting to call in being more visible and that's going to feel really expansive to me, you got to be grounded. Otherwise, you're just going to lose yourself when that, you're going to like feel completely overwhelmed and go into, you just become energetically wobbly. How else do I explain it? Yeah, you sort of, you feel shaky, like you can't hold it. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling. Or like all your stuff gets triggered. Yeah. So anything that helps you feel grounded, I want you to think about what helps you feel really centered and calm and grounded. And it could be time in nature, your self-care, grounding your feet onto the earth, your yoga practice, some kind of dancing that really gets you into your hips, massaging your feet or putting your energy on your feet, breathing into your lower belly, working on your base chakra. I have found, particularly when I want to call an expansion in my work, being really in my body and really grounded enables me to hold the expansion that's coming and not become like scattered and overwhelmed and frenetic around everything that's happening, but actually feel really calm and solid. Like, yeah, I'm ready for this. Bring it to me. I definitely noticed when I called in my relationship, it threw me. I was really wobbly when that first came in. I was often feeling anxiety and, it was really hard for me to work. I was really distracted. And so that was very much a sign. There was a lot of grounding work for me to do to be able to hold the bigness of his energy when it came in. And then the final piece of this around this manifesting process is obviously the action. And there's so many ways that we can get clear on what the action steps are, but I love to work with this idea of inspired action, inspired from within. And to feel inwardly inspired to act rather than, again, coming up with it from our head and going, oh, I should be doing this because that makes sense. Really asking, okay, what is a step that will move me closer? What are the steps I need to take to bring this to life? Show me I'm ready. Show me my next step. Show me one step I could take. What's one thing I could do today? And actually, again, that listening process. And even just asking that question, what's one step I could take, and just write down the first thing that comes to mind even in your journal, or feeling for a step that you, it's almost like, you know, sometimes it's a step you don't want to take. You have resistance and fear, but you know, it's the step that's going to move you forward. You know, it's the thing you need to do to progress in that particular area to where you want to be. So I hope that's making sense. All right, I'm watching the time. We're coming close to the end. Let me know where you're at. Let me know at the moment. Oh, I'm losing a bit of my light. I'll brighten this up when I put the replay up. Let me know, give me an idea either where you're at right now, what you're feeling, or what you're taking away from this session today so far, and what's landed for you or resonated for you and what you're going to be focusing on. where do I want to go here? I've got a couple more points I did want to touch on. I think my final thing here that I want to mention, and this is something I'm going to be looking at from a very real perspective as well, think about what you're going to need to create and set up for yourself next year to keep you on track. Again, to prevent that kind of feeling of like life just happening and us kind of being like, you know, getting halfway through a year and like, oh, whoa, what's just happened? My desires haven't, you know, even come to life, or I haven't taken any of those steps that I've been intending on taking. Something that I work a lot with that really supports me is like a monthly check-in kind of process. I know this sounds really practical and basic, but I found it really useful to work month to month as I'm coming into a new year, and always at the start of the month, be setting intentions around, okay, what is going to be my area of focus for this month? What's a step I could take? What's something that would help me create what it is that I'm wanting to materialize in this area? And then at the end of the month, checking in and reflecting. And so you've kind of got this each month, this little opportunity to pause and just see if you're on track with what it is that you're wanting to create and materialize, and a little chance to reset. If that was a busy month and kind of got away from you, you can kind of check back in and be like, okay, remind me, let me remind myself, what were my intentions? What do I want to create? Okay, let's reset at the start of this month and refocus for what's ahead of us. The other thing around that is, what rituals and practices can you set up to support you as well? Like I said, my morning time is such a foundation for me. It's like a conscious creation time. It is my time to energetically support myself by practicing self-care, tuning into what I need, whether I exercise, whether I do some meditation, whether I do some yoga, pull some oracle cards, whether I sleep in, whatever I'm needing. So I'm really attending to myself in the morning already, really giving myself the love and care that I need to feel good in that day. But then also using it as a very intentional conscious creation time, where maybe you listen to a guided meditation, or you do some visualization, or you look through your vision book or your Pinterest board, or you do the elevator exercise, or you tune into your higher self and ask for some guidance, or you describe in detail what you want to manifest in a certain area of your life, or you set an intention around one step you want to take that day that will take you closer to where you want to go. So this morning time, I mean, you can do it at any time during the day, but it's really valuable in the morning as a way to stay in your power and stay living as the creator of your life. Again, we, you know, the way that we elevate our life to where we want it to go is being in the driver's seat of our life. Not being reactive and like things just unfold and we kind of are like, what's happened? But having moments to reset constantly, come back into our power, refocus, and deliberately and consciously be directing our energy towards what we want. So you can be doing that. It might be like a Sunday ritual for you. It might be a morning ritual for you. It might be a couple of times a week. It might be that start of month check-in time. Setting up little rituals and practices and routines and structures and systems that are going to keep you on track. I'm really, really committed to this for myself for next year, and I'm excited about it because it's almost like a bit of a personal challenge for me. I'm like, I wonder if I can actually really materialize all these things I've been thinking about for so long. And I feel excited about it in terms of the growth I'm going to experience as a woman through committing to doing this work to elevate every area of my life to its next level. All right, let's see what's come through. Lexi's saying a lot of new information for me. Very powerful. Thanks so much. Gave you a lot here today. You might really want to take some time to work through this replay, which is totally fine. Lena says more visualizing with 2020 to make it more real in order to believe it more beautiful. I feel that this will help me feel more and more as the person I want to become in order to welcome who is standing behind the elevated doors. I feel like this is the next step. Beautiful. I'm glad that was a takeaway for you. Awesome. Issy, so much to work with. Love the idea of getting the foundation really solid to hold what you're calling in. Thank you. I'm glad that that really landed. That was a really important part of this. And also the intentional work. So life doesn't just happen. 100%. And you find yourself 3 months down the line without having implemented the things you deeply want. Absolutely. And that has been the case, I'll be honest, in quite a few times for me, particularly in my business. It's been the thing that I've really noticed when I've reflected over that question, what's not working for me? It's that I'm just expecting these dreams are going to happen without really being very conscious and deliberate around doing what I need to do to bring them to life and staying really on track with that. Yeah, beautiful. I'm glad that landed. Do we have any questions? I do feel that there's a lot in here. So like I said, rework through this at your own pace and you'll be able to pause. And what I'm also going to do, because I did this with the previous workshop, I made up a bonus little kind of activity sheet for you. And I'll do that tomorrow morning for you. I'm going to create a little bonus activity sheet to go alongside this workshop. And I'll put that up on the member site for you tomorrow as well. But I think there's a lot in here for you to work with as well. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to cover that I haven't covered yet. I think a lot of what I wanted to cover is here. It's dark now, so I've lost a lot of my light, but I'll brighten this up before I put the replay up. Is there any final shares, any final questions, my loves, before we wrap up? I'm so proud of you all for like being on this journey. And like I said, you will have ongoing access to all of these resources to continue to work through until the end of the year and into next year. Next week, we have our group coaching call. So I want you to begin to think about anything you want support with, more specifically in your own personal situation. So some of you have begun bringing up things in the Facebook group that you're working through. If you have, say, you know, a particular area of life, a particular challenge, a question around something I've covered and you are confused about it, I'll give everyone a chance to submit a question. And with that group coaching call, it will be hosted like this. I will have all the questions in advance and I'll read them out anonymously. So don't worry about having anyone know what your personal question was. I read them out anonymously and then offer advice and guidance and support in response. So we'll, you can start pretty much as of whenever you like sending through questions for that call, but I'll put some posts in the Facebook group in preparation for that, which will be next Monday, Sydney time. And that will be a chance for you to get personalized support with everything. All right, loves, there any more final shares before we wrap up today's session? Beautiful. Hayley says, thank you. This has been amazing, Connie. Can't wait to go through all of this in detail. My pleasure, love. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making the time to be here. If you don't have anything to share, maybe give me one word to let me know how you're feeling as we complete the session. It's always nice to know. Keely's saying, absolutely love this. Thank you. My pleasure. What's a word to describe? Haley says, excited. Awesome. Lena says, thank you for this big workshop. Can't wait to start the vision board. Issy says, feeling inspired. Awesome. My pleasure. Hayley, and also kind of scared. That's the perfect combination. A friend of mine calls it nervous-sided, when you're like nervous and excited, nervous-sided, which I think is a really nice kind of word. I'm feeling a bit nervous-sided, which accurately describes the feeling. Emma's saying, feeling the same as last week, inspired, perfect. Keely, so much joy about my next level. Beautiful. Joy is a beautiful indication you're landing on what's really in alignment for you. Wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, my loves. All right. Enjoy working through the replay of this. I'll let you all know when it's up. It shouldn't take long to upload. Hopefully it should be up in the next few hours. Thank you for your beautiful interaction. Thank you for being here. Mwah. Sending you all lots of love. Keep working through the journaling activities in the way that feels best to you. And I can't wait to talk to you in our group coaching call next week. See you later, everyone. Have a beautiful evening to my Australians and have a beautiful day to everyone else in other parts of the world. Bye, guys. Lots of love.